Let's go to London now, where voting has been underway for over an hour and a half in the UK general election, the country's third in less than 5 years and the first in December in almost a century. Polls close at 10 tonight. Counting starts immediately afterwards, as does our coverage across RTE. Morning Ireland will be in Belfast and London from 6 a.m. tomorrow. Our reporter Dermot Fleming is already in London. Where exactly are you, Dermot?
I'm at Vauxhall, which is a constituency as near as you can get to Westminster itself. The MP here for 30 years was Kate Hoey from County Antrim, but she's not standing again. She's a Labour MP, but in a way reflecting the great divisions there are in this country now, she was very much in favour of Brexit, voted against her party, and she's not standing again. Now, there's been a steady trickle of people coming here. I've been talking to some of them, given the fact that Kate Hoey is from Northern Ireland, was asking them too as regards how central Northern Ireland was to the whole Brexit debacle, if you like, here, or the Brexit crisis. How much of an issue was it to them in the election? And they were polite in saying, yes, we know it's important, but in essence, it's still an election. You feel that Northern Ireland is far away, an election where it's local issues that are consuming people here. Brexit is the central issue, it seems, according to those I was talking to this morning, but also public services like the NHS as well.
Do people look happy to be voting in December?
No, everybody I spoke to is basically saying a plague on all their houses. There's a feeling that there's complete political paralysis here, and they feel we need to vote to get something moving. Whether it's Brexit or whether it's staying in, we need some decision, some movement. One guy I was talking to here, he's a project manager. He said, I work in construction. Loads of my projects are on hold because investors just don't know what to do as regards what's going to happen in Britain because of Brexit. So it's not just the political paralysis you have here, if you like, it's also affecting people in terms of their jobs as well.
Dermot, what sort of age group are the people that you're seeing voting this morning?
Mostly in their 30s and 40s. I was asking, were they voting because of their enthusiasm? That's why they're voting so early. And they said, well, no, it's because of work and we have stuff to do later on. So people in their 30s and 40s. It makes it a lot busier than I thought. I didn't expect to be too many here because it's extremely cold. There's a very bad weather forecast for most of Britain, which may have an impact on the... It's likely to have some kind of an impact on the numbers who go voting, but at the same time there's a feeling that this is a really critical election. This is much more critical than even, you know, all elections are important, but than any in recent memory, really, that the country is at a crossroads, and there's a feeling of duty on the part of those I saw this morning to come out to exercise their franchise, to exercise their vote.
If you were a reporter flying into Ireland on the day of a general election, it would be very hard to avoid it with all the posters all over the place. Do you get a sense that there is an election on when you arrive there?
Very good question. No, and I did think that coming in yesterday. It's much more muted. There might be a sense of fatigue in that this has been a long campaign at a time of year when people have got their minds on Christmas or the expenses involved in Christmas. But when you come in here, there's a feeling of, I think, fatigue amongst people. This, in effect, has really been a three-year campaign. I know it's gone on for the last few weeks, quite a long campaign since it was announced by Johnson. But the feeling that it's gone on since the Brexit referendum, that this is the overarching issue, and people are just thinking, let's get Parliament working again. They're saying to me this morning that they feel there's complete political paralysis, and that has big impact, obviously, on the whole country.
Dermot Fleming in London, thank you. Full coverage across RTE from 10 p.m. this evening. We'll be in London and Belfast at the earlier time of 6 a.m. tomorrow.